PCBs in Iowa Schools. I'm George Dorman with Clean Up Your Act. University of Iowa researchers have found cancer-causing chemicals in some of the state's older schools. Children might be exposed to airborne PCBs in schools built between 1950 and the mid-1970s. PCBs were banned in 1979. Carrie Hornbuckle is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at the University of Iowa.
We were surprised to find that many schools have indoor concentrations of PCBs that is much higher than outside, suggesting that there's direct sources of these chemicals inside of schools.
Hornbuckle says likely sources include old caulking around windows and fluorescent light fixtures. The PCB levels found so far are below what's considered dangerous by the EPA, but Hornbuckle says they're high enough to be concerning. PCBs have been linked to a range of health problems, including developmental issues and cancer. Children are at greater risk because their bodies are still developing. I'm George Dorman on 88.3 KCCK.